Veterans Day is around the corner, and November is the month we reflect on what we are thankful for. In Luverne, Minnesota, the Remember Rally, a nonprofit founded after September 11th, is looking for a way to say thanks to those who have served. Diane Sherwood, the founder of Remember Rally, is a veteran herself and joins us today to talk about the memorial she's hoping to bring to life. Diane, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the beginnings of Remember Rally first, and then we'll talk about where you're hoping to go with the Veterans Memorial.
We started Remember Rally actually after 9/11. You know, we saw what happened that day, and I think it shook our entire country. And we just wanted to do something to help the first responders. And we know a lot of people joined the military after 9/11. And so we just start making contacts. We did some events here in Luverne. And ever since then, we have done events to honor military and first responders.
And what did you find the response to that was? Was there a longing to kind of find ways to infuse meaning and gather together and memorialize things?
Yes, definitely. As a matter of fact, I was honored. I made a few trips to New York where I actually got to meet with some of the rescue workers from 9/11 that worked on Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. And we did a short documentary on health issues from 9/11.
Which is still something that's...
that was very rewarding and wonderful people to meet.
Yeah. Still something that's a pretty big political conversation, as well as those responders continue to struggle with the health impacts of that day and those weeks.
Both mentally and physically, I'm not sure if everybody knows that there's an estimate that about 2,000 rescue workers have died since 9/11 from the different chemicals and toxins they were exposed to. There's a number of different kinds of cancers, and yes, it's definitely an ongoing situation.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this Veterans Memorial that you're hoping to create just over the South Dakota border in Luverne.
Yes. And we do look at this as a regional project because, actually, of course, we know people will come nationwide from it. But, you know, we'll also reach out. We'll be working with people from Brandon and Sioux Falls and Pipestone and whatever to work with us, you know, and to help promote it. And then we will hope, obviously, that they'll help them economically. But the main thing is that we do want to show honor and respect. So just the different kinds of memorials and monuments that we will have there. Plus the education center, we have an opportunity to do so many things with that.
What do you think, as far as this location, you know, why Luverne? Why the middle? There are many places in the country to have memorials. Why here?
And actually, that's a good reason to have it here is not everybody has the opportunity to travel to D.C. to see some of these different monuments. So with us being central United States, this is a wonderful place to actually have it. The land that we have located that we actually want to get purchased is right on the interstate. So it's a perfect location. And with the different monuments, because we will have a replica of the Vietnam Wall, and we'll have 9/11, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other conflicts, it will be an interesting way to bring all this together in one location. And like I said, again, with the education center, there's many things that we'll be able to teach people.
Tell us a little bit about how some of the planning for what things might look like as you had those conversations with collaborators. You know, what has meaning for people?
Again, I think when people just step on the property, they're going to be almost overwhelmed emotionally. You know, I personally have not been to the wall in D.C., but I understand that people, whether they know somebody or not, a name that's on the wall, it's just almost overwhelming for them. So if we can try to picture, imagine that we're going to have this full-size replica of the Vietnam Wall here in our region where people could actually, again, see the names and rub the names. And then the same thing with 9/11. There's going to be a lot of people. As you may know, there was people from all 50 states that went to New York to help with the cleanup and worked at Ground Zero or helped in some way after 9/11. So when people come in again, they're going to be able to see those names and rub those names. And with Iraq, Afghanistan, all of this, I think it's going to be very personal. We're hoping that when people leave this memorial, that they will actually want to go out and do something to help somebody else. You know, whether it's veterans, whether it's the homeless, whether it's feeding people, whatever. We hope that they're inspired to go out and help others.
Give me an idea of where you're at in the planning process and the fundraising process.
Okay. We've had multiple planning meetings. Our very first meeting, we invited veterans only because of the kind of the thing that is preaching to the choir. Everybody would understand what we would want to do with this. We've had, again, like this is multiple planning meetings. We're working with MSH Architects in Sioux Falls, and they've actually done drawings for us, so we have initial drawings. We've reached out. We've got contacts around the country from different kinds of industries and agencies that, you know, want to either work with us or have ideas for us. As far as the fundraising, we're really kind of at the beginning of that. The main thing, our top priority, is to get this land purchased. Once we do that, then people will be falling kind of in line with that. They want to make sure, obviously, that, you know, this is something that we're working on and proceeding with. So we're very excited about this.
Tell us how, when you talked about really the impact that this could have on people as in just the way that they experience the yeah. memorial, how do you see that nature, that landscape, being part of that experience?
The property that we have located is 10 acres. So we do have the opportunity to make this a beautiful site. As a matter of fact, in the one corner, there's a natural berm. And again, talking to the architects, this is a perfect place to put the Vietnam Wall. And in the education center, there's going to be multiple rooms in there. So there'll be classrooms and the displays and dioramas. There'll also be meeting rooms. We're going to have a chapel in the education center. We're going to have a restaurant. And the way the building is oriented, it actually will be looking towards the Vietnam Wall, and the restaurant will have a glass front. So you can sit in the restaurant and look directly at the Vietnam Wall.
Hmm. Tell me a little bit about your service and what branch of service were you in?
I was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And I was in, during the Vietnam era, I did not serve in theater, so I was not in Nam, but I was Vietnam era. I was a jet engine mechanic. I worked on F-111 fighter jets.
That had to be kind of a rare job for a female to do during that era.
It was. Yeah. I was the only one on base. You know, by the time I left, there was a couple of more. And as we know now, females are basically in every situation. But it was wonderful. I worked with wonderful people, very respectful. I loved what I did. I worked in shop for the first year. After that, I actually went out to the flight line and worked. Yeah. And I was able to sit in the cockpit of the plane and I was doing a startup and do a run-up on the plane.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was very interesting.
That's not a bad story to tell others.
It was interesting because the first time, as you can imagine, climbing up the ladder and getting in the cockpit, you're so afraid when you step in there that you're going to hit some button wrong.
It's going to go, the eject button,
oh my God,
yeah.
Don't touch anything wrong.
And then everybody's going to say,
I called into the radio also, you have this certain wording that you have to use, you know, for the military. And I called in to say that I was in the plane, that we're going to start to do the run-up, and they didn't answer back. The tower didn't answer back. So they probably were wondering why there was a female
right.
in the cockpit. So I had to repeat it the second time, and the second time they just went, okay. And again, not the proper way to say back, but after that they were used to me.
Then they got used to it. Yeah, you can't make any mistakes because they'll just, you know, it'll set womankind back for a couple decades. You have to be flawless.
Yeah.
It occurs to me that this location really is fairly close to the new location for a veteran cemetery in South Dakota. I don't know if you knew that, but they recently broke
yes.
ground on that.
Yes.
So many people,
following that.
Yeah. So many people who would visit the cemetery to pay, to visit a loved one, would then really not have very far to go for lunch and for another meaningful experience. Interesting to
this
look into the future. Yeah.
Yes. Didn't mean to interrupt. This is why we think it's so important that we do work with the different communities. And we've already spoken in Sioux Falls to the Convention and Visitors Bureau and to some different agencies in South Dakota and Sioux Falls, and even like Custer State Park. How can we help each other so if they're in one's place, they can come to ours, right. or then we can also say, you know, once you're here, we know that there's something going on, like, again, whether it's Sioux Falls or Brandon or whatever. So I think there's definitely ways that we can help each other.
Diane Sherwood, where can people go online to learn more, to get involved, to see those drawings of what this might look like?
Okay, we have information about the actual project at our website, which is rememberrally.org. And we have information about the project. And then we also have, it's about a 9-minute video on there. It's a tribute for it. And you can see different pictures. Make sure if you watch that to have the music on, especially at the end, and you'll understand why when you'll see the last photos on there and the music. And we want people to know that we are 501c3, so we are a nonprofit.
Diane Sherwood, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this.